my grandchildren were surprised. How can you play football? You're so old.
Hi, I'm Tan Kok Tiong. I'm 75 years old. I'm a football player. I represent Singapore in the SEA Games. During the flag raising ceremony, my name was mentioned, you know, and I was really shocked to stand up and say that I'm the oldest. To me, it's a really surprise because I never knew that at 75 I can still play for Singapore. I'm honored to play for Singapore.
I'm shocked. We were shocked. We were all shocked. You know what I mean? The least expected. Very least expected. I don't expect him, you know, at this age to be selected in the, you know, SEA game. You know, all his life in school, he never had a chance. I'm very proud of him.
If you look at the six players going to SEA game, six men, all got white hair, except I'm the darkest hair. And natural. I have never dyed my hair. So they always tell me, are you sure you're 75?
You can see that my haircut very short. So you can see the small little white. It can
I always tell them, you learn football very easy. Sweeping the floor. You just sweep the floor. Only. Isn't it sweeping the floor? It's just like sweeping the floor. It's just a matter of getting used to it only. In football, there are three main things only. Drive. The drive means long distance. A lot of force. Then the other one is half swing. So you are trying to hit the ball near the gate. The last one is gating. You just want to go through the gate only. Then least stroke win. We add up the aggregate score. Who get the least score wins. That's all. The rest is your feel. It's just the feel of the game. I started when I was in the 50s, around the year 2000. After retirement, when I started playing football just to enjoy myself. I'm staying nearby, just one or two blocks away from the football course. So in the neighborhood, you can't go very far. You know, you walk down, you see the course. Walk up, you see the course. Every day, you see the course. When I started, you know, I was just curious about the game. I see people playing football, and I thought it's like playing golf. No, but it's different from golf, you know. He play with a mallet and a ball. So I curious, I just follow them and then I start joining them. Then I slowly, you pick up, you join competition, just for fun, this and that. Then the interest builds up. As you go along, it's the interest that makes you, you know, want to go play higher. Actually, football, there's no age barrier. But I only see the older people playing. Well, the seniors are playing. Yeah. But I think the young one will come in if they get interest. In Singapore, it's not widely recognized. While other countries, in Malaysia, Thailand, even Taiwan, China, you know, the schools, the younger what I call players are playing. Have you met the youngest player?
No.
This is the youngest one.
A lot of the players I play with, sometimes they complain about like body aches, you know, body aches. It's very common, and like after playing a while, then they will want to sit down, which is totally understandable. I always hear everybody tell me, since I am young, I have potential and I can hit further, and there's a lot of benefits to being young lah. But when we're playing against somebody, they will tell me, oh, this person is using different strategies to like play mind games with you or whatever, right?
But in football, actually, there's a lot of strategy.
Yeah.
So which strategy play?
So for me, I just play with nothing in my head, but they play with strategies in their head and everything. So that's why I think being old, they have more exposure, and that's their benefit lah.
Actually, I try to practice every day. To be good, practice make perfect. Oh, I just don't hope I can win a medal for Singapore.